Simi Yagimu, Amila Sifalis, with the Chachi Havchana, which I think we're familiar with. Anybody who learns Gemara bumped into it at some time or other, that when a woman gets divorced or widowed from one man, she's not allowed to marry someone else until she waits the 91 or 92 days, so that if she's expecting, that we should know who the father is. If she gives birth 6 months later, it's not so likely, but still, Chazal, when it comes to Yichus, we're very, very machmir, and that's what we had here in the first half of the Sif. We were up to, again, in Simi Yagibo Sif Aleph, we were at the Ramah, Abba Muteris, in the fifth line. We had gone through the whole thing and started again. So Simi Yagibo Sif Aleph, the Ramah said, Abba Muteris Lasi Shiduchim B'lay Erisin, Rak Shlo Yichnesim Ababayis. It's saying is that during the 90 days, a woman could start dating. She's allowed to begin to date, and that's okay. Very often, by the time the get is given, the couple are separated already for a while, until all the whatever settlements have to take place, and all the spiting each other has to get out of the system, and then they give the get. By then, very often, they already want to date, they want to remarry.
Why can't she have heiress?
Because of Havchana, right? We said Erisin on this soon, that it said that Nasev Leitisares, it said in the beginning. See, it's like it's a light plug. You can't get married at all until 92 days, 92nd day. And Ramah says that you're allowed to do Shiduchim. So Shalom Yisrael, that's all fine. Now look at Beis Shmuel Beis. He says, because of what shidduchim means dating. It may include getting engaged. Look at this Beis Shmuel Beis. Kasev Beis Yosef. One more condition. Sheyishba hamishadech shelo yichnes lebeis hamishudeches ad sheyagia hazman shelo yoben deitakala. In order to date, you have to make a shvua. You hear this? Lemaisa, somebody wants to date within the 92 days. So the Beis Shmuel brings the Beis Yosef that you have to make a shvua that you're not going to go into a house be yichud with this woman. The Shulchan Aruch left it out. It's a Beis Yosef, but he brings such an idea that you have to swear.
If she comes to him.
But you can't even date. You can't even date on Prospect Park. Oh, you mean the shvua has to be a two-way shvua? Yeah, okay. Yishba means you have to swear. That's what it says in Beis Yosef. Now look in the Chalkas Mechaika. What? You can't date her even if you're going to meet in the airport. Remember the olden days, you used to date in the airport. So you can't even meet her in a lounge until you make a shvua. Shalai yisyachid ima. To me, miyachid is usher anyway. But here, to do shiduchim with her, you have to make a shvua in order to be able to do shiduchim. Who's he swearing to? God? I don't know. What? No. Is that what it says? Look what it says. It doesn't say you can't go in. You can't go in anyway. It's just a yichud. He has to swear. He means in order to date, he has to swear.
Swear that what?
What?
He can't be yichud anyway.
No, he's also to be yichud anyway.
What's he adding? What's the
shvua? The shvua is you can't start dating a girl because we're afraid you're going to start dating. You don't want to get married. Halacha says you gotta wait,
so
and then they'll
what?
Come to the takal, and they'll do
yichud.
That we won't do yichud. We won't be ever in yichud.
So we're in yichud anyway.
Okay. They're us anyway, but yeah, you so need an extra safety against against. What?
Okay.
So we're going to see. They're not going to talk about whether it means even when other people are there. We're going to see in a minute. But the this is what it says in the Beis Yosef, that you can't even date until that time.
What is he swearing about?
That he won't. He's swearing. I'm going to date.
I'm
I'm going to date this woman, but I'm not going to. I'll never be Ayver and Yichud with her.
Okay.
And he's not be Ayver and Yichud anyway, but
because of
Afkhan, because we're afraid they're ready to get engaged, they're ready to get married, and Halacha says you have to stop. So they're already holding it. Their relationship is holding at such a stage, so we're afraid it's going to lead to something that's improper. So this is what the Beis Yosef says. It's an incredible thing.
Why does this work out? It's a Beis Yosef. It's already awesome. Why does this work out?
It's already awesome. Why is the Shua Chal? It's a very good question. It's a very good Ketzaisis Kasha. Ketzaisis Akasha. It says, what? It's not a Drabani, not Mishpavayim. Well, Yisam Yichud is there. I says, Yichud is there. The Ketzais is... It says David HaMelech said Nishba v'akayim v'akayimena lishmar v'akayimena lishmar mishpatei tzekecha. So Gemara says you're allowed to make a shua to keep mitzvahs. So the Ktzai says it's not even chal, it's mishpah v'ayimim ha'asinai. So Ktzai says matzmiya, why does he make a shua to keep mitzvahs? So the Stipler, I think in the Dorim, has a nice piece. He says when people are ever an Aveira, they find excuses for themselves. Nobody goes, I'll go do an Aveira. He says, well, it doesn't really apply in this case. Yichud is only us because it might come to us, and we're going to be careful. You know, people make excuses. So therefore, he swears. So Manashah, if it's us, sir, so the Shua is not foul. Elamah, you're coming up with a heter? So for that make-believe heter, so that the Shua helps. You can come with a heter, but you made a Shua anyway. So he says it's like a psychological nishpat v'kayem al nishmar mishdei tzikach. That's what he says.
The shvua chal and the rabbanan?
That was the question. I think that the shvua is not chal and rabbanan. I think it's mishmavei marasina, even and rabbanan. Maybe I'm wrong.
Shidduch usually refers to the, what we call engagement.
So let's say it refers to engagement. Okay, I think it doesn't. I think it means to be Isaac and Shidduchim, but it could be. Look in the Chalkas Mechaikak Aleph. He said he adds a chumra onto the chumra. Chalkas Mechaikak says I am Beis Yosef because of his zemzes cut in Aleph. She yishba hamishadech shol yichnas beveis hamishudeches at seif hazman deshava deitakala. Then he adds chena din bebeinekes. We're going to have later in the sim. You're not allowed to marry menekes chaderei. So Chakas V'Chaykik says there also you have to swear in order to be able to be Isaac and Shidduchim. So the Neid Yehuda Kedarka is matmi on this. He says where does Mesias Chumrah come from? Where do all these Chumras come from? It doesn't say in the Gemara. Besides, why would a person swear? This is not a Maisa Bezdin Shidduchim. You don't go to Bezdin to do Shidduchim. You do shidduchim. So if you're going to be careful, you're going to be careful. Why do I have to swear? In Pischei Tshuva, he brings this. Pischei Tshuva Beis. Ima Bebayis. Ayin Berheite. Vayim Shuvah Slei Deb Yehuda. Shenishal Azeh. V'misha Shidduch Minekas Chaveiroi. It could mean that they engage. It could be dating. I'm not sure. In Tzorach Lishba Shalichnis Beis HaMishudeches. Kedas Chalkas Mechayka, Kailai. You have to be Machmir by Ninekas Chavere. Afim Daishi Yishba, Shalikonis Levadoi, Belishne Shaimrim, Yebutu Lifis Bevesa Im Shaimrim. That's what you were asking. What happens if, when you say don't go into our house, does that mean Bavera? It's a Yichud? Or does it mean even with Shaimrim you're not going to go into the house? So on this, Kasad, the Noidi Behuda writes, Mitchila, Litzmaya al Guf Devrei Beis Yosef. So started in Nabi Yehuda. Nabi Yehuda starts with Shas. He says, "Mama Kara Shas, where does Nabi Yehuda get this chumra from?" Havchana, even in the case of Havchana, Umasik should divrei Beis Yosef efshel l'taros. Maybe you could find some makar for the Beis Yosef. That when it's in the 91 days, you should require a shvua. Avol divrei echakas mechaykin peminekas tamuin. Doesn't make any sense. Why are you extending this chumra? This is Nabi Yehuda says. Ella dikfah hay rizakin. What should I do? The chakas mechaykik paskin. Of a lesser afilia de shaymrim. Afilah chakas mechaykik efshir demayde demutter. Afilah b'chatshi avkana. So he says that really I'm at me on the whole din. All right, kfah hay rizakin. But if I don't understand the whole din, I'm saying fire is okay. What he said, the feirish you have to keep. But the golden was shayrim, so that you don't have to keep. That's his psak. And then he says, v'ayim b'sefer beis meir. Beis meir, very interesting. Beis meir says a possible answer. The beis yosef brings this. You have to swear, and he left it out of Shulchan Aruch. The Rama doesn't bring the Shulchan Aruch. Why did they leave it out? So the Beis Meir suggests, and he has a bit of a makar, which I'll show you in a minute, that this is that Bizman Azed, that all the Besulais are Nidais. Payas, a girl doesn't go to the mikvah until she's ready to get married. So he says, since all of the Besulais today are Nidais, so it's a Yichud anyway, Mikra Adin. Yichud with a nida is an isadere aisa. So yichud is aser anyway. Says Ulai, the Beis Yosef was talking in a place in a time where they kept haris. Whatever Beis Yosef makaris from Gemara that came with it, Besulais went to the mikvah. So the isa yichud was isad rabbanan. So he made a shvua in order to keep to it. But he says it could be the reason that the Beis Yosef and the Ramah left it out of Shulchan Aruch. It's because Bizman Azed and Nosham Anidais anyway, and there's the Isser Mikra Adin on Yichud, so mainly you don't need a Shmuel. This is the base Meir's Kula. It takes this whole din and pushes it aside. It's hard to know what to do. It's hard to know also if Shidduch means, like you're saying, it means engaged, or it means dating. I understood it means dating. Nowadays, that's what we call Shidduchim. But whether that sort of means, I'm not sure. But the Beis Meir has this kula to knock off the shvu. I can't imagine that people are familiar with this. Somebody gets read Shidduchim in Minekes, I don't think she dreams that she has to go ask a shaila about making a shvu. People don't like goes to Besdin when they're involved in Shidduchim. Later in Simen Kuf Mem Tes, there's a Ramah. Nisyachid im Mishudecha Shaloi. If somebody's Nisyachid with a Mishudecha Shaloi, the question is, do you have to be Chayshish that Hein Eid Yichud, Hein Eid Bia, and that she should be an Eishas Ish? So there the Ramah says, Nisyachid im Mishudecha Shaloi, Avagav de Gaspa, even though they're very friendly, Leichashinan Elam Kein Baaleb if they ate him. We're not Chayshish that he's Mechavim for Kedushin. Unless he designated Adam, which would obviously mean that he does mean Kedusha. So he's saying, not clear, does he mean we're not Chayshish for Bia, or we're not Chayshish for Bia with Shame Kedusha? But the Beis Meir brings this. What? It means she's the Siachid with the Mishudeches. No, she's Nyachid with the Mishudeches. So the question is, does she now need a get? Right, but the question. All right, it starts, the Shulchan Aruch says that somebody gets divorced and is misyachid with the former wife, they need a get.
The former wife,
so you need a get. So he says, but if you're misyachid with the Mishudeches, and then the Chasen HaKala Miyachid. So now, the question is, do they need a get? Well, if they plan to get married, if they break up, it's a nafkamina. Okay, let's say they break up. It's a big nafkamina if they're married. So the Masad Kedusha can't make a bracha by the wedding. It'd be very embarrassing. You can't make the show bracha. So. Yeah. But my point, the Beis Meir points this out, that here it seems to say, we're not chayshish for every Mishudeches for an Aveira. Why here the Beis Yosef is? So it could be Bizman Azed Anidais, and that's why it's more chabad. But Al Kapanim, this is a Beis Yosef's Chumrah. Right? Hard to believe that nowadays it's so negaya. Let's move on.
She could be
pregnant.
She's really not neither. She won't be seen.
You mean during the Chachi Afchana?
Yeah, and same
if
thing
she,
with even
Menekes
is usually
Mesulekas
Damim.
Well,
they're not really, I don't know,
they're
neither.
It's true. Menekes is usually Mesulekas Damim, so really shouldn't, or the whatever it is, they don't usually bleed. You're right, it doesn't fit well with my neckas. I don't think they're so concerned with my neckas. They see it as a tzakas v'chekek schomra. I'm more concerned with the Beis Yosef.
You don't know what the baby, if there is a baby, you want to know the
Ikas. Okay. Let's go on to the Mechaber Vayter. B'yayim Miyam Sivas Haget, Moinim, after the first Ramah, Moinim Agureshes Afil Oyatanai, Oy Shalahigia Liyada, Allah Kamashanim, Miyam Aksiva Moinim, Shayinim Isiachanimah Mishakasvullah. It means like this. There's something called the Shliach Lahilacha. There are two ways to give a get when the man is in one country and the woman's in another country and they're not coming together. There are two ways. One is a Shliach Lahilacha. That means the man makes a shliach to bring it to the wife. And what is a shliach lekabbalah? The wife sends a shliach to accept the get. It's always safer to send a shliach lekabbalah. Because shliach lekabbalah goes to the man, he gives the get to the woman's shliach, and it's over, it's done with, and it's clean. A shliach lehilacha, the man has to send it. And the whole time it's in transit, it's sort of hanging. She's still an eshes ish, with the get on the way. So the question is, in such a case, you count the 90 days from the writing of the get or from the giving of the get. Now, when the get is written, they're not allowed to be miyachid together. If they're miyachid, then the get is bottled. We consider it to be an abrogation of the get. So the mechabeshita is 90 days when the get was written. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah is machmir. The Ramah says, "Yeshayim the mind of miyayin the sinas haget." So you have machlekes here, machaber Ramah. In case where a get was written on one day and it wasn't given to a later date, do you wait the 90 days from the ksiva, like the machaber, or 90 days from the kabbalah haget, like the Ramah? So of course, Rav Avadya has a shayla, Rabbi Aimer, where a chas and kala, one was a svardi, one was an Ashkenazi. So according to the Sfaradi, you count from the Ksiva Saget. I mean, not the divorced couple. She's remarrying now. She's remarried within 90 days of the Kabbalah of the Get. And it's not so uncommon. Very often they're separated for a long time. They meet people. And they're just waiting for the Get to get married. The second marriage. So here, Rabbi Avadya has a case. We're in a second marriage. One was a Sfaradi and one was an Ashkenazi. And who carries the day? So as soon as you read the Shaili, you know he's going to say, Sardi always wins, right? He usually says that. But that's not. He has here a very interesting clair. The Isser of getting married within 90 days, is that a din in the man? Or is it a din in the woman? Whose responsibility is it, the Chatshe Havchana? Is it the man's responsibility? Is it the woman? Is it a din in the woman? Or is it in both? Who's in a din? How do you figure this out? What? He's the one that makes the shua, not her. I guess if he's not miyachid, she can't do it without him. I hear. So it's interesting. What?
Only he's the cause of something.
You need two to tango. You can't. Nobody becomes pregnant for one. It's always two. But Rav Avadya brings a very nice raya. Or could be both. Maybe both. So he brings a raya. If you turn your paper upside down, Sifyud, look what it says. It's a one liner. Sifyud, Hamakadesh Toich Tishim Yaim. So Zokhtar Bavadya, you see, it's all a din in him. It's a din in the man. Menadin Oisai. So it's a din in the man. So Mimela, it's a...
First din is an Isha.
What?
Oh, yeah, first din. Call Isha. She must say she should not get be married. Like she's all right. That's going on her.
She should not become engaged. Okay, Hebrew, so what's Menad and Isai? I don't know.
They didn't do beer.
What? Right. The.
That's the
day you're asking about the Shitasa. Why is it the Shitasa? It's nothing to do with that. It's Maxima, it's not the Sina, it's not really. So he brings a ride from here, Menad and Isai, and he brings this a Gemara that says that it's always Derech Yishla de Fakhari Yisha. The man is always the. You know, it's
what's the case if somebody dies, somebody dies, and in a different country, and it's 5 months since the nifta, and now she wants to go out again. Does she have to be the raya that the person's died, or the death, or how's it work?
She doesn't have to bring any rayas. If she knows, if you know meat is kosher, you could eat it. You don't have to bring rayas, it's kosher.
So it's 3 months pass. It's enough. That's enough. Yeah. You don't have to bring
rayas. Yeah, I don't think you have to bring rayas. So someone has a reason to question it.
You're another business trip.
Yeah. No, no, it means that he died a few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if he went on a business trip and died.
But they were not.
They weren't together. Still, we're going to see that in a minute. That's the next piece of Shulchan Aruch. We're going to say like plug. It's going to be a light plug. So Akapanin, this is Rabbi Vadya's raya that Medan Noisai, and it's a little problematic. Is the Berhetiv test? He is the kasha. Mashalihuska nidu legabi isha. Kan he avrag zeres chachamim? So I don't know. It sounds like he is the kasha. What about her? And he said nidu zekil isha kroy v'yaisel shegeges. The woman is closer to being a shegeges when it comes to these type of things, and I don't know if that means the issur is only on the man or not. But anyway, Rabbi Vadya brings this raya that it's totally in him. We have an old clown, it's always the husband's fault. It's amazing Tosfos and amazing Ksuvos. It says, you know, you get married for a year, you do erusin, you have to get married within 12 months. What happens if you don't? So you have to pay mezainis.
Yeah.
So let's say they do a harrison, and they set a wedding day 12 months later, and then he gets sick. So he can't get married. He has to push it off. So he say he got sick, so it's his fault. He has to give up his items. Then the Gemara says, why does she get sick? So she gets sick, whose fault is that? It's the husband's fault again. So Taptos the Arbez asks, why is it always the husband's fault? He gets sick, it's his fault. She gets sick, it's his fault. So the Taisus answers, he's the one with Sovim Pru Ravu, so whatever happens, it's his fault. But, you know, we all know that whatever happens, it's his fault. It's incredible. But, okay. Okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch. All right, the most important part of Sif Aleph is the light plug. The last, after the second Ramah, the last piece of Mechaber. Today people ask, why do we need Afchana? I'll take a blood test. I'm not pregnant. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following words. It says, "Gzeres chamhi, afila isha einai ruya leilaid." He's going to say it's a light plug. I think if you count, he gives 12 examples. Every one of them is in the Gemara. Let's see. "Gzeres chamhi, afila einai ruya isha ruya leilaid." That's one. "Afila niskarsha nisamle mina erisin." Even if it's only after erisin, there was never a bia in the first place. That's two. "Tzuchalam nisad again." "Afila ketana." Three. "Zakena." Can't get pregnant. Four. "Akara." Five. "Alienist." Six. "Afila baila b'medina sayam." Your example. He was traveling. Seven. "Isaris adam." Eight. Or he can't have children. "I chayla." Nine. "Echosh beis asurim." That's ten. "Hamapeles achamises baila." You know, she had a miscarriage, so she's obviously not pregnant. That's 11. "Afila besulam erisin." 12. 12 examples. That it should be, we know she's not pregnant. "Tzrichalahamt in sadik yayin." You still have to wait 90 days. So this is from a Gemara, that it's a light plug, and since it's a light plug, so therefore there's chashi afchan in all cases. Doesn't matter what. Chazal, when it comes to yuchsin, Chazal are very, very chashish. The fascinating truth in Igros Maisha, in the first volume of Igros Maisha, I think it's true of Chavches, the first Evan Hazer. He has a Shiloh. It's interesting. The Shiloh is Rabbi Leo Young from the Jewish Center. He was really a great man. He helped establish Yiddishkeit in this country. He was from the Hildesheim German school. And even though he was very turned Derech Eretz, he had a goatee, and he had a tremendous influence on the establishment of Yiddishkeit in the 1920s, 1930s in America. He did, really? He was nifter in the 70s, so you're going back a long time. Nifter in old age. We have in our house, he published the Leo Young, spelled J-U-N-G. J-U-N-G. The Leo Young Jewish Library. He published a set of white cover books to try to get people into Judaism. He was an extraordinary person. And anyway, he writes a letter to Rav Moshe that he had the following shaila. A woman got divorced, And they got divorced. They were living separately. Now, she found a shidduch. She came to get married. They came to Rabbi Young to marry them off. He says, where's your divorce? So she shows him a letter from an Orthodox rabbi. Rabbi Moshe says, I'm a chuna rav, you know. Who sent him a piece of paper and said, you're hereby divorced. They didn't do it yet. And a piece of paper, what did she know? You know, this is in a different society. And she said she's divorced. He told her, you're not divorced. You need a get. So he arranged that they should do a get. So he arranged to do a get. Now, she says, okay, I'm ready to get married. He said, 1 minute, you need 92 days. You need Shechachi Avchada. He says, what? He says, well, in case you're pregnant. In case I'm pregnant, the divorce was 15 years ago. She doesn't understand it. And it happens to be that the tshuva they write, that the chassan's father is dying, and he wants to be at the wedding, mm-hmm. and he wants him to get married right away. He asked Rav Moshe whether there's any heter to waive the Chachi Avchana. We know that they weren't together. We know she's not expecting. We know everything. And they asked Rav Moshe. So there are two halves to Rav Moshe's tshuva. So get to this sif, he quotes Rav Henkin, who says a chiddush. He says, why did Chazal count 12 examples of loy plug? Usually, Chazal say loy plug. They say loy plug. They don't go through a dozen different examples. So Rav Henkin held, it's only these 12 examples. The 12 that are listed, exclusive. These 12 are what counts. And if you have a different example, like a get mutas, so it shouldn't apply. That's what Rav Henkin told. All other examples you shouldn't apply. So Rav Moshe quotes Rav Henkin. And Rav Moshe is reluctant to rely on a svara like that, to rely on that alone. He does not rely on that alone. He's mitzarev, something we're going to have in Sivav, that by David Lo Shchiach, it could be it's different. We're going to have a Chafetz Machayka next week in Yitzhak Hashem. So Rav Moshe is make of a different reason. He says, to say only these 12, you want to say, well, a blood test for pregnancy is not one of the 12, so it should be good. So that's too much. But to be makel by a cause that's not common, that's loy shchiach, he brings later, we'll have a sentence involved, we'll talk about it, he's makel based on that. Ailis and Sris. Okay, so I guess they made the Dafka. I don't know. Even within the Lai Shchiach, they made a. So we're going to have a case that the Shulchan Aruch says.
What's a normal case? If somebody's over Avchana, what happens to them?
Well, in the unlikely event, she gives birth exactly like Chazal said, 3 months later, and we're not sure if it's a nine months, you know, we have a problem. Otherwise, the conditions, how? They weren't like the conditions.
So really, you could get married and just wait. In this case,
what
are you talking about?
Wait, what?
For 3 months. You want to
It doesn't sound like they're malachim. You know, they don't even know what to get is.
According to Rav Moshe, Havchana is a low plug. I mean, Havchana is not.
According to Shulchan Aruch, it's a light plug. According to Rav Henkin, it's not a true light plug. It's the 12 cases. It's not a true light
plug. It would seem like low plug and low shchiach opposing svaras. So, I mean, you'd have to say it's not a real low plug.
Well, there are two light plugs. There's a light plug on common cases. Certainly, Zakena is a common case. It might be true, Elenis, and Sris isn't. But cases where a woman is already past childbearing years, it would be, especially in Almana, would be more common. And okay, the idea of Mashkiach we'll get to in Sivav, which is I grant is something of a chiddush, but I guess this is a case. Now Rav Moshe is only simech even to be mekel, only b'makom Sarah Gadol, where they are not going to listen to you, and he makes it only extreme circumstances. Now normally we go to straight light plug. I mean, the question is, you know, to have a get that's on a piece of paper from Rav Moshe writes, someone who calls himself an Orthodox rabbi and says a piece of paper is good, that's loy shchiach. But to have a mistake in a get is not so loy shchiach. And it's certainly a shchiach of some of these things. But Rav Moshe Makom Tzairich is meikel and otherwise not. In the second chelik of Eben Ezer, in Simin Hay, he has the shiloh ba'persanida. It's a fascinating thing. At the time of the Gemara, a woman saw Dam, she got a period 3 months into a pregnancy. And it was 2 months and it was 3 months into a pregnancy, that was common. One of the Nishtana HaTevas over the generations is today, women don't get a period once they're pregnant. The cycle doesn't continue. They do sometimes have what they call breakthrough bleeding. That was the first time they expect their period, they have a light bleeding. It really doesn't come from a hormonal cycle. It comes from the impregnated ovum. The impregnation takes place before it attaches itself to the uterus, usually in the tubes, and it floats down. And at some point, this incredible miracle of the Bria, that this impregnated cell attaches itself to the uterus. If it attaches itself to the uterus, at a point with a break in a heavy vein, so it'll cause bleeding, but not a regular period. It doesn't help. What? That would be Dam HaMakor. So it's not common Bizman HaZed. There's an old machlekes between Rav Moshe and a lot of the Paiskim today, which goes back to a Bach and a Night of Yehuda. If when we say Nishtana HaTeva, nature changed, we even say it Lakula. Mm-hmm. Rav Moshe holds, if it's certain Nishtana HaTeva, it's even Lakula. What's an afkamina? Api Yeredeya, the first 3 months of pregnancy, a woman has to be chayshish for her vest. She has to be pirish on the Yom HaChayidesh. She had her last period on a certain day of the month. So she has to be pirish for 3 months. So that's Api Dina de Shulchan Aruch. 3 months by a kavua and 1 month by a kavua. The Dina of a pri shall apply. And Moshe holds that if she takes a pregnancy test and she's pregnant, Nishtana HaTeva Yaseiva Makul. That's where Moshe holds there. Here, where Moshe is Dan, if a woman is a Nida, whether that's good enough to waive the Chatshe Havchana. And there, where Moshe says no, because of a loy plug, it's Takan Nishtana HaTeva. And he points you to the Bach and the Yehuda who talk about it. But he says here, in those days, learning not like Rav Hankin. He's learning that it's a total loy plug. And therefore, there's no excuses. You can't have any reason to waive the 92 days except Lo Shchiach, which you're going to have. But generally speaking, it's a total light plug, and the people don't always understand it, that it should be a total light plug. But the woman says, no, I'm not pregnant. Why are you worried I'm pregnant? I'm 70 years old. You're worried I'm pregnant? So we just tell them, that's a halacha. You have to wait 90 days. We'll start explaining it to them. But 92 days. All right, so this is Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph are the Iker Dinim of Chatshe Havchana. And now we're going to have some Dinim that go that means that she had Erison, she's still a Basula, and then she got divorced or widowed.
How do you know she's a Basula? I mean, she has a note from a doctor?
It's a very good question.
I'll tell you.
Basula and Erison means that the person that wants to marry her within 90 days is comfortable that she's a Basula and Erison. You know, he's comfortable with it. He wants to know the halacha. Remember, it's not a Maisa Bez. It's a Shaila. He says, look, I'm confident you're a Basula and Erison. What do I do? You know, the Gemara says a Basula and Erison. Basula and Erison gets a ksuba of only 100. Not of 200. So Pashra in the Gemara is that the husband's chayshish, who knows, maybe she's a bula. So Tais says, what happens if you have two eidim, two witnesses? I think it's on Daf Yura. So do you have two witnesses that she's a bula? They will never miss Yachid. Yeah, let's say you could have witnesses. So Tais says, the chassan thinks, yeah, they always say these things about a shidduch. They always say nice things, and they're just saying nice things. It sounds like Tosis is saying that you're always worried. Maybe she's not. Maybe she's not a Basula. Ain't that
from Sarayas?
What? Ain't that from Sarayas? Okay. But, alright, it says Afila Basula Menares. If you want to say, because maybe she's not a Basula, maybe. But it sounds like, in the context, that it's a loy plug type of halacha, not a chashash.
What happens if they miss Cheshvan?
it's the 91st day, and the chup is there. It's really 91, not 92.
So last week I mentioned the tshuva in the Abiya Aimer, where it was the 91st day, not this 92nd. Rabbi Vanya was makel, if it's 90 times 24 hours. He says, really, the whole purpose of the 92 days is to make sure you have 90 times 24 hours. That's really all you need. So if it's 90 times 24 hours, he was makel to do it, but otherwise not. Otherwise not. It'd be very awkward. You're standing at the wedding, and like I mentioned once, the Rav Palm was at a Pidyon HaBen, sitting at a Pidyon HaBen, they're ready to be paida. His father, he said, his father at Pidyon HaBen, they're ready to be paida. And the last one was the baby born, and the day early for Pidyon HaBen. So what do you do now? You call off the Pidyon HaBen, everyone have a nice meal, and we'll do the Pidyon tomorrow. So, what?
You can't make that early?
No, you need whatever you need by Pidyon HaBen. You need 29 days, 12 hours, and 44 minutes.
Is that
the
suffix?
What?
If you put it early, and then is that chal after 30 days?
So there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if you could be paid within 30, and so the Isa says, the one who's matter is matter. The one who Isa says, maybe the money won't be around anymore on the 30th day. So he said his father was Saimach that he'll make sure the money will still be around after the 30th day, and he was Saimach too. I don't remember if he said he'll have to make a bracha on that. And when I wrote it down in my Pe'aben, I wrote that. I don't remember if he told me didn't make a bracha, I don't remember. But since Rav Palm said that, anybody talks to me about advice to Pidyon HaBen, I say, 1 minute, when was the baby born? And it's not uncommon that people just do the 30th day. They don't know you really need the 31st day for Pidyon HaBen. Okay. Siv Beis. It looks like an innocent enough Sif. It really is. Yavama Shemes HaYavam. Yavam here means the brother-in-law. In other words, she lost her husband and fell to Yibum. So now, even the Yavam can't marry her until 91, 92 days, whatever the number is. Can't marry her because it might be a Se'erva. So that's for sure. The question is, if the Yavam died, does that reset the clock? So we're talking here that there's one brother. There are two brothers. It's not Mesa Yavam. There's one brother, and she's right now Zekuka Leivam. She's a Zekuka. She's also to marry anybody else. It is Salam. She's not allowed to marry anybody else. She's a Zekuka to this man. So, Yavama Shemes HaYavam, Tzricha Lahamtin Shloish HaChadashim Acha Mises HaYavam. Why? She has to wait another, she has to reset the clock for the 90 days, and she has to wait 90 days for Mitzah, and that's what he says. So, the Beis Shmuel explains it somewhat. He says in Siv Dalid, in Siv Katan Dalid, I assume Kosama Dalid Siv Beis, Yavama Nafal Yibam Umeis Echad. This is their Beis. I'm sorry, Kosama Dalid Beis Yavamim. If there are two brothers, Umeis Echad Meteres Lusiyabim Lasheni to said Yen Lemisa Shalzeh. This is all talking. There's one Yavam. If there are two and one dies, that doesn't affect the other one. A Yavam is closer than a Arusa, and Mamela, just like they made a light flug by an Arusa, they made a light flug by Yibum. And like I said, this is by itself a very innocent sif. I'll tell you where.
Within 3 months of the original brother.
Mm.
That's what he's saying.
So, no, we're saying more. We're saying you got to wait 3 months for the original brother.
Right.
And then the Yavam dies, you need a new 3 months.
Right.
Now, what you're asking is, if it's within 3 months of the original brother, he's not going to do Yibum anyway,
yeah.
Whether the halacha applies. I don't know. I don't know if that's part of the life plug. I don't know. I assume it doesn't say differently, but I had the point.
So why should the third brother be any different than somebody else?
If there are two brothers, so then she's not Kroiva, it's not like an Arusa. An Arusa has one man that she's already Kroiva to be her. If a man dies and there's two brothers, you can't say she was Kroiva to be her for this one more than the other one. So, okay, this comes up in contemporary times, and it goes back to a night of Yehuda. There are times where a man freezes his sperm. The most common case of a man freezing sperm is a man who has Leolenu, who has a cancerous condition in the lower part of his body, and he has to go through radiation in the testicle area, and the radiation generally kills his ability to be fertile later. So the common thing, anybody who has a testicular cancer, Leolenu, they immediately take out some sperm and they freeze it, so that later he says, Shem will recover, and he can't have children now, and he might not be able to have children, I should say, and therefore they freeze the sperm, and later they can do it. It's is what was science fiction a generation ago is today very routine. It's a very routine procedure. The shaila is, what happens if the man dies and his wife is left without children? She needs yibum or chalitza, and then they take the dead husband's sperm and they impregnate the woman. Now she's having a child from this man. This child is this man's child. Mm-hmm. Dead man's child. Yes. And like Esther was born Yesaimah. So the question is, what happens with Yibum? In theory, you could have a woman who was Miyabim and then later on became part of Yibum. The whole
that's the whole right. The Yibum is Hakim Sheb. And the child is here.
Right. So we usually don't paskin halachas on Talmud Akra. When we say reasons, usually we don't paskin on Talmud Akra, except where it's clear in the pasuk. You might argue here it is clear in the pasuk. It's a little hard. I'll tell you what the Nabi Yehuda. Now, how did Nabi Yehuda talk about it? There are no sperm banks. Nabi Yehuda, it's fascinating. It's in the end of a tshuva in the first volume, Neven Ezer, Seifsim and Samach Tes. Like it's one paragraph in the context of a much longer tshuva. We Chazal have a Kabbalah that Zera could be koilet for 72 hours. Mm. That was after Tashmish, even if the woman did not become pregnant at the time of Tashmish, the sperm didn't. In order to become pregnant, the sperm has to pierce one of the ovum cells. Mm. And it didn't become pregnant. Maybe she didn't even ovulate yet. Within, for 72 hours, after Bia, it's still viable. These are one of the things that Dr. Babbage likes to say, how does Chazal know? How does Chazal know? And it's amazing. It is that way. Yeah. So, what? It has to be Yorek Chetz to be a good sperm. But once it's a good sperm, it could happen to 72 hours. So listen to maybe this Kasha. He says, why 90 days? It should be 93 days. If it's 92, it should be 95 days. You should have to add 3 days. Because maybe the husband was Baal Har. And the Zera is going to be cut. Now we say it takes 90 days for the Hukara Ubra. So it should be 93 days. Now 1 minute. Tosfos actually asked the Kasha. Tosfos in Yevamos Lamed Zayin, he brings it. Tosfos asks it on Sif Aleph, on Chod She'Avchana. Tosfos asks that why don't you need 3 extra days?
If he dies on the day of
Bia. Or make a leplug, and then you always need 93 days. Mm-hmm. 3 extra days, whatever the number is. So Tosfos answers that it's not going to be terrible. Let's say you're 3 days off. What's going to happen? She'll be not hookah, she thinks it's 90 days. She can't see the pregnancy. She'll get married. A week later, it'll be hookah. She'll know it's not from this husband. She knows it's not from him. She's Hokobra a week later. It can't be from him. Mm-hmm. So Tosfos said, Chazal were a chayshish for the 3 days because Maharash, you'll know the Yichus anyway. Tosfos. So the Nabi Yehuda says, that's good by Havchana of Sif Aleph. But in Sif Beis, by Yibum, you wait 90 days or 92 days. What's going to happen? Her brother-in-law is going to be Baal Har. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to find out that she's pregnant from the first one. Havchana is taken care of. But you are even a Nisa Erva. It's a Nisa Deraisa. You're even a Nisa Erva. Why weren't Chazal Chayshishud of 3 days? It's a very strong Kasha. Especially Tosfos is the Kasha. I would say it's not Shchiach they were on Chayshish. But Tosfos is the Kasha by Havchana. You should wait 3 days. And Tosfos says it's not kafarah. We have enough leeway to ignore the 3 days, but there's no leeway by Yibum. It's going to be an Isser. Elamai, Zakta Naidiv Yehuda. A person who dies and his wife becomes pregnant later from his Zera, the child is definitely his child. Then he says there's no Shaila, it's his child. However, by Yibum it says if a man will die, Uben Einloi, then there's a mitzvah of Yibum. He says, Karina Bai Uben Einloi. At the time he died, he had no child. He's taka, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Even if later she becomes pregnant and has a child from him, it's his own child. It doesn't matter. If Bishas Misa, there's a chi of Yibum, the mitzvah of Yibum, it doesn't, it's not nifka because later she becomes pregnant.
Yeah, it sounds like this is chalitza. You should find a way.
Okay, well, not your opinion. Not Yehuda's opinion we're talking. I'm sorry.
So,
what?
You don't need to get it. It was never called, it was never even.
That's a good Yibum.
No, Yibum's a good Yibum. It's a good Yibum because there was a mitzvah of Yibum. You have a child later, it doesn't change it. A mitzvah of Yibum. That's what he says. So you can have a riddle. How can you have a man who died and he has children,
a
child at least, and there's a mitzvah of Yibum, there's a good Yibum. So that's what would happen.
And he stays with her.
What?
And he stays with her.
He stays with her and he has his. This is the psak of the Noi of Yehuda. And it's all based on this raya from the 90 days, 93 days. Why didn't they have 3 days? A pellet that the shoulders of Noi of Yehuda to say such a psak based on one kasha, that he has a good kasha. But the psak, to pass in this erba this way.
Are they brothers?
What?
Are they brothers?
If there's no brother, he's not going to be Yibum anyway. The Yavam could have children with him, yes. And it could be brothers and first cousins at the same time.
Same mother.
Half brothers. If it happened,
they were together within the 3 months.
Well, the child would be a mamzer then. No, the child wouldn't be a mamzer. It's a lav, I'm sorry. It would be a salav within 3 months. It's a drabbanan, actually. I shouldn't say it's a lav. It's a drabbanan. But actually, if she's pregnant naturally from her first husband, then it would be an issa mamzer.
Yeah.
Because
right.
Then there's no mitzvah of Yibum.
Eishas
ha-shleibabak mitzvah. In other words, she's truly pregnant within the 3 months, not 3 months and 3 days. Then it's Eshesach, it's a brother-in-law Shalei B'makam Mitzvah, and then the child will be a mamzer. The new
child.
Not the first child. The new child. Anyway, this is the Psak and the Noi B'Yehuda. The Har Tzvi, as a Tshuva and Ebenezer, Senches, he has a Kasha on the Noi B'Yehuda. The Mara says, in Yevamis, a few places, the first place, Dav Yezayin, that the Torah was Tayla Yibum and Nachla Zebezeh. That a Yavam was Miyabeim, is Yarshins. He says, in this case, the brother is not going to Yarshin. Because the son is a son. He's going to Yarshin. So the brother is not going to Yarshin. So yes, this is a kasha. He believes share. I would answer, the night of Yibum, that night that he was Miyabim, he was Eimed Liyarusha. And at that time, she wasn't pregnant. He was Taka Eimed Liyarusha. Later, it was Mufkabe, something that happened later. So it's very difficult to argue because of the Torah's Tayla Yibum and Yerusha in a case such as this, which is not exactly the Gemara's case. But our Kaponim, this is a Noi of Yehuda. It's unfortunately a commonly discussed Halacha L'Maaseh case.
He froze the sperm. So if he dies, then she needs chalitza.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So
she
needs chalitza, even if she has his child,
and they make her pregnant later, even before. They made her pregnant before.
At any time.
Let's say he was still alive.
Well, if she's pregnant when he's still alive, there's no question.
If he was still alive, then it's his son.
Because any woman, any wife who's pregnant doesn't fall to evil. That's called Ben Engloi, even though it's just carrying.
He didn't impregnate her, but his sperm was.
Yeah, he has a Ben Engloi. He has a Ben Bishas Misa. The view is based that the moment he died, it was Ben Engloi. He had no.
The new husband may be against allowing her to use the sperm from the old husband.
So that's a separate issue. Does he have a right to be against the use of the sperm? And it's sort of a.
But if he knows it exists,
don't mind. Whether he has a right or not, it has nothing to do with this. It's a separate issue about the issue of the sperm and later when we shut the tape recorders, I'll tell you a fascinating case, but it's a real life case, so I can't.
Think about you. Somebody's husband dies, what's husband dies, and he throws the sperm. And then in 90 days, does she have to wait anything?
So we're going to learn about that actually in Sif Gimel, that for the same man, there's no chachayafchan. For the same man, there's a case where a woman is mizana, and then she wants to marry the man she was mizana with. So she's allowed to marry, she doesn't need chachayafchan.
But it's the other way around, her husband died, she wants to marry somebody else, but during the 90 days, she was...
I mean, whether the sperm starts the 90 days again. So, I don't know. In other words, if they eject the sperm, she might really be pregnant. In other words, you should need atchana as a practical matter. The question you're asking is whether you need out the gezeira. So I think there's a similar shaila in Simon Tess in the Hartzvi, which goes on Sifyon Aleph. I think... Even though it's not directly, but he talks about whether it's a dinamu beres chavera, minekas chavera by injected sperm. So maybe we'll see. Maybe we won't. It might have a bearing on this. It's becoming more moshkiach. It's a crazy thing. When I started years ago, when the IVF started, and we had the young couples who had trouble becoming pregnant, they needed IVF. I'm not talking about donated sperm. Their own sperm and eggs. To do it in the lab and then impregnate her. When it got started, it was $25,000 a shot.
No.
And young couples who couldn't do it, they went to other parents. So at times I put together $25,000 to be able to do it. Today, it's routine. Mm-hmm. And New York State passed a law that all health insurance has to cover it now, the infertility, IVF and for infertility. So it's covered by all insurances. But it went in one generation. It went like total science fiction. Maybe it's talking about test tube babies. We just talk about it. And today, it's a fairly routine thing. Even people with genetic dispositions and genetic diseases, it's done on a regular basis. Was it common to have Yibum? I doubt it. I don't know. By Ashkenazim, we haven't done Yibum for a very long time. By Sfaradim, it's only recent. That they stopped doing Yibum. By Ashkenazim, we're Chayshish Rabbi Yitzchak, that it has to be Kula L'Shem Shemayim to do a Yibum, and otherwise it's Korev to Bayel HaSareva. I think it's Rabbi Yitzchak.
Abishol.
For us, Yehuda is a Chumrei Nichalitza.